Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book What I Know For Sure. You have probably read many autobiographies and memoirs in which the authors bombarded you with loads of their own experiences. You may have also indulged in motivational passages from Chicken Soup for the Soul that got your adrenaline pumping and filled you with passion. So, based on your extensive reading experience with this type of books, please listen to the following questions and see if you already have answers to them. What have been the most crucial things in your life so far? What do you firmly believe in? The author of our book today, Oprah Winfrey, considers these to be the central questions of her life. After exploring these questions in a column titled I Believe in each issue of her magazine, she eventually assembled them into the book we are reviewing now. Imagine a black woman born to a single mother in a mid-20th century ghetto. She was a sexual assault victim who got pregnant and gave birth as a teenager. To make matters even more difficult, she is tormented by drug addiction. Despite her inglorious past, she becomes a famous American talk show host, entertainer, businesswoman, philanthropic activist, and celebrity billionaire with global fame. What epiphanies and truths does she discover along her unique and legendary life? As an American celebrity, Oprah has inspired and encouraged millions of viewers worldwide by hosting and producing the highly rated and award-winning talk show called The Oprah Winfrey Show over the past 25 years. Her achievements include receiving the 75th Golden Globes' Cecil B. DeMille Award, owning Harpo Productions and ranking 28th on the 2020 Huron Richest Self-Made Women in the World with her $2.5 billion fortune. Today, she is one of the most respected and admired public figures as a global media leader and philanthropist. In this book, Oprah reviews decades of her struggles and quests for answers. She expresses emotions and shares experiences by depicting tumultuous past events and recollecting the details of her happiness and growth, hoping to bring joy, strength, and peace to readers. Follow us into Oprah's book of personal revelations and learn life lessons as she reminisces about the past. At the same time, reflect upon your own lives and search for rich and steady inner values. Next, we will go over the essential aspects of this book in three parts. Let's take a look at what epiphanies, experiences, and feelings Oprah will share with us from her legendary life. Part 1, Oprah Winfrey's Rules of Happiness. Part 2, Oprah Winfrey's Growth Through Adversity. Part 3, Oprah Winfrey's Enlightenment and Power. We can all agree with Leo Tolstoy's quote, "Happy families are all alike, every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." However, despite her humble origins, Oprah presents us with a positive paradigm for pursuing happiness. She shows that even unhappy families or individuals can change their futures through effort. Let's follow her journey to learn the secrets of acquiring happiness. First and foremost, Oprah takes joy very seriously. She works hard, plays harder, and finds all kinds of satisfaction in what she does. She fills every moment of her life with as much joy and laughter as she can muster, and she gains energy from pleasure. In reality, our daily lives are filled with delightful little treasures. We can easily feel and appreciate them by just pausing for a moment. In the book, Oprah calls such moments aha moments. They can recharge us, become our space to breathe, and allow us to reconnect with ourselves. Oprah once had a wonderful birthday. According to her, the experiences of that day were as delicious as a delicate chocolate cake, rich and layered with a delightful flavor that lingered on her tongue. On the night before her 58th birthday, she invited some of her girlfriends over to her place for a spa day. They sat around the table and chatted. In the middle of the night, Oprah unknowingly hummed part of a song that led her and a friend to discover that they both liked the obscure music of a spiritual musician, much to their surprise and excitement. Oprah revealed that she had actually thought of inviting this musician to sing at her birthday party but felt it was too much trouble. Had she known her friend liked the musician too, she would have made an effort. The next night on her birthday, everyone got together on the porch, drinking cocktails and watching the sunset. Suddenly, a sound rang through the air, and music started to play. The musician who was singing Oprah's favorite song walked onto the front porch. Overwhelmed by the pleasant surprise, Oprah broke down in tears. It turned out that her friends had spent the night asking around and contacting the musician, and they had orchestrated this unexpected scene successfully. To this day, that wonderful moment still brings tears to Oprah's eyes. She describes such a wonderful moment as a God wink, when out of the blue, everything lines up just perfectly. This is how real friendships work. They always make us find unmatched beauty in life. In addition to such brilliant surprises and coincidences, Oprah's daily meals are also a fountain of joy for her. Eating well is one of her strongest beliefs. In the book, she diligently describes a good meal: fresh ripe tomatoes layered with melted mozzarella that is warm enough to form bubbles of cheese, not to mention the red wine that had been breathing for half an hour and was as silky and enjoyable as liquid velvet. She manages to gain true pleasure from her nice meals. When she has to exercise restraint due to her fear of weight gain, she honestly and reluctantly says that she has learned to eat only one piece of chocolate at a time. Since there is always more chocolate to eat the next day, she sees no reason to eat everything just because it's there. She has also adopted Scarlett O'Hara's famous quote, "Tomorrow is another day," as a mantra, in order to help control her mental processes and calorie intake. What an interesting and cute practice. Naturally, joy also takes a quieter form. Oprah states that all the things she does each day are her preparations for reading time. She is always leaning against the oak tree at her sweet home with a novel, a memoir, or a book of some kind, or else she is curling up next to a roaring fireplace on a cold rainy day as carefree as if she were in a paradise. In such tranquil moments, she lives in the thoughts of another person on the page, establishing a connection with them across time and space, learning about the world and exploring the part of herself that flows beyond it. Reading is one of the most rewarding and enjoyable activities we can pursue. Like Oprah, we can take pleasure in reading for our own joy and countless other benefits. As a talk show host, Oprah has learned from tens of thousands of people that everyone has a keen desire to be heard, needed, and valued. From her own experiences and those of others, Oprah has found that people often struggle to find love and affirmation from others with the hope that they will be healed and made whole. Everyone wants to capture a certain form of love and intimacy that were absent in childhood. Still, we should take responsibility for our actions when given the opportunity. Oprah tells us to look inward and start with loving ourselves. Then, we can build stronger connections with others in order to feel the vitality and beauty of humanity in healthy intimate relationships. In her youth, Oprah lost herself in a romantic relationship. At the age of 29, she became recklessly obsessed with a guy she was dating. She composed a love letter full of longing and yearning that she thought was a testament to her love. Years later, she stumbled upon these 12 pages in a corner, and she couldn't even recognize her woeful writing, so she burned them all. Later, she learned not to be blinded by romantic fantasies and to never wait for others to make herself feel whole. Stay true to yourself, as true love does not require you to sacrifice your self-respect and self-esteem. What true love does is to bring happiness to people. No matter the age, if we devote ourselves entirely to love, we can acquire more when we leave. For Oprah, romantic love isn't the only kind of love worth pursuing either. Many people are desperate to devote themselves to love as a way to escape from the daily grind, which is more a form of self-imposed exile than rescue by others. There are so many strangers around us who long to bond with others. Through the years, Oprah herself found the sense of community that had been missing from her life, and she stepped out of her closed circle to become a socialite. She lived alone in an apartment during early adulthood where she rarely hung out with her friends. Furthermore, she had neither the opportunity nor desire to interact with her neighbors, as if there were a natural barrier between them. Afterward, she moved to a community where she was stopped by a stranger in a grocery store. "Welcome to the neighborhood. We all love it here and hope you will too." Such unexpected yet sincere words opened Winfrey's heart. She began to socialize and familiarize herself with her neighbors by attending tea parties, pool parties, rose garden parties, formal banquets, and rib roasting competitions. She began to crave the times when she could joke around with others and connect with people. The warm sense of community brought a new sense of meaning and feeling to her life when she had thought she no longer needed new friends before moving to the new neighborhood. Rather than just living there, Winfrey made the community her home. She realized that life would be better if she could expand her circle. Meanwhile, Oprah preaches the power and joy of gratitude. She believes that sometimes people are so engrossed in the difficulty of the climb that they aren't thankful for having a mountain to climb. She firmly believes that appreciating what happens in life can change the world around us. If you are conscious of the good things you have received and do not dwell on what you haven't received, you will create more good. You may have heard the saying, "The fragrance always stays in the hand that gives the rose." For Oprah, the pleasure of giving is richer and more enduring than the pleasure of receiving, because gift-giving brings equal amounts of happiness to both giver and recipient. There is nothing more delightful than giving a gift that suits the receiver. Whatever the gift is, the kindness of preparing it with care will last. At a ball honoring bridge-building, boundary-breaking women, Oprah received thank you letters from all the young people in attendance. The letters have since become some of her most valued possessions. When one of her friends was having a tough time, Oprah was also inspired to call on all of her close friends to write loving messages, which she had bound into a book to comfort and motivate her friend. When we keep the giving going, the longful afterglow of happiness can reverberate through us like sound. Gratitude has also helped Oprah discover that all the years of growth have brought changes and levels of self-understandings that are worth celebrating. She argues that one of the lies we are forced to believe in and support is that getting older means getting uglier. This is the perception imposed on us by our youth-obsessed culture. If we're not young and glowing and hot, we don't matter. Therefore, we judge ourselves and others by this rule, trying to hold on to what we used to be. Oprah refuses to buy such a distorted view of reality. She feels that denying or lying about one's age only contributes to a sickness pervading our society, the desire to be someone else. Oprah firmly believes that only by accepting ourselves wholeheartedly can we truly achieve fulfillment in life. The road to the best life is never denial, but cherishing each moment and making your mark on the present. Moreover, the whole point of getting older is change. Our experiences will always tell us who we really are, so we should honor aging, respect it, and be grateful for it. That concludes the first part of our bookie. Joy, connection, and gratitude are three elements of Oprah's recipe for happiness. She believes that there are no greater joys in life than friendship, good food, and reading. Everyone wants affirmation and a sense of connection in a healthy, intimate relationship. Sharing, giving, and appreciation provide people with positive energy. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.